The Metropolitan Transportation Authority says it could be forced to cut Metro North commuter rail service by up to 50% if it doesn't get additional federal assistance. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports.
Officials say ridership is down about 80% from this time last year. U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut says Metro North faces an existential crisis due to COVID-19.
Ridership has been dropping and money has been hemorrhaging. Even with the best management, cost cutting is insufficient to save service on this railroad.
The MTA says it could have to lay off up to 9,400 employees, including about 900 employees on Metro North. The company faces a multi-billion dollar deficit. The House of Representatives passed a federal COVID-19 package that includes $32 billion for public transit nationwide, but the package has been held up in the Senate. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.